This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. What a wild show so far. We started things off talking about Stephen A. Smith versus LeBron. Then people realized I was wearing a sports coat today, and I made a joke that I was going to be applying for the 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time show that we have open and maybe do like a late night sexy sports talk show. And after that, somehow Shep came up, so we brought him on later on in the show. We just eviscerated Draymond Green for his heartless comments about the Karl-Anthony Towns situation. Then we discussed about Brandon Ayuk potentially being on the move, how the Cleveland Browns just don't get it because Jimmy Haslam, their owner, isn't even meeting with Myles Garrett, which makes no sense to me to try to find a resolution to the situation that Myles Garrett wants out. The Browns don't want to trade him. At least you should have a meeting about it if you're owner of the team. And Mr. Haslam said, thanks, but no thanks to Myles Garrett. We still got to talk a little bit about the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota with Sam Darnold and also get into the future of Joe Burrow. But first up, without further ado, I'm not talking about Freddie Adu. Santa's got some questions for me. I got some answers, hopefully. You never know today. And we call this segment Onside Offside. We do it every Monday and Friday. And last time I checked, today is a Friday, so we get to Onside Offside right now.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb.
All righty, Mr. Samter, what do we got cooking today? Are we going Nico or are we going Samter here?
No, it's Mr. Samter today.
Okay, when I said Samter, Nico like was looking at me like, what the heck are you doing? So that's why I was a little bit confused. I thought it was you, though. Go ahead.
Now, the Raiders just inked Max Crosby to a record-setting deal, and now their attention turns to the vacant quarterback spot. Dana Russini reported today that Vegas would consider finding a quarterback in the draft, as we've talked about at number six, via free agency, or now with a potential trade for a current starter, which could include names like Kirk Cousins in Atlanta or Geno Smith with the Seahawks. So onside, offside, the Raiders should trade for a veteran like Geno or Cousins rather than find one in the draft or free agency.
I'm going to go offside there.
Offside!
And the reason why is I look at free agency. I think you could have a three-year plan with Sam Darnold. I think Aaron Rodgers, even on a one-year deal, would be better than Geno Smith or Kirk Cousins. And also, I'd rather have Shedeur Sanders right now at this stage of his career or Cam Ward compared to Geno Smith or Kirk Cousins. So I just think those options are better than Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. All right, next question.
Now, the Giants are looking for a quarterback, too, and after reports linked them to Aaron Rodgers, it seems like talks might be heating up a bit. Yesterday, Giants reporter Art Stapleton joined the Pat McAfee show and gave an interesting update.
From my understanding right now, and you guys may know better than me, that they are pretty significantly down a road where they are negotiating to the point where if Aaron Rodgers ends up as a Giant before the start of the league year next year, it would not be a shock to people in this area and at the Meadowlands.
Are you saying they're negotiating? Is that what you just said?
My understanding is yes. They have talked about what it would take to get Aaron here with the Giants to not leave New Jersey. And my understanding is that at every turn, the Giants have yet to be scared off by the idea of, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming on some show every Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think from a football fit, this is something that they're seriously considering.
So onside, offside, the Giants would be making a mistake signing Aaron Rodgers.
Before I answer that question, latest top four Zach Gelb draft picks if the draft was tomorrow. This is what I think is going to happen. Shador Sanders, Tennessee. Cleveland. Oh, sorry. Cam Ward to Tennessee. I was going Charles Davis there for a second. Cam Ward to Tennessee. Shador Sanders to Cleveland. In at number three, the Giants, Travis Hunter. In at number four, Patriots, Abdul Carter. I think the Giants are signing Aaron Rodgers. And to answer your question, the Giants would be making a mistake signing Rodgers. I would prefer that Joe Shane moves up to one and gives up a three, a two, and you swap ones or even a swap of ones and two threes, depending on what the return would be. I think it's somewhere in that ballpark to go get Cam Ward. I would rather prefer the Giants to go get Shador Sanders, but for 1 year and you're trying to save your job, I understand it's risky hitching your wagon to Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think it would be a mistake. It would be something you could question. It'd be something that you have some skepticism, but am I going to sit here and say that it definitely would be a failure? I am not. Now, you have Malik Nabers. You got Tyrone Tracy. That offensive line finally has to get beefed up. We've been saying that for like 7 years with the Giants, but I wouldn't say that it's a terrible mistake when you're fighting to try to save your job. So the Giants would be making mistakes signing Rodgers. I'm going offside.
Offside.
Now, we do have a Giant fan in the house today. Right, Nico? You're a Giant fan.
Unfortunately.
Would you want Rodgers?
Absolutely not.
Okay, who do you want?
I think that they're better off either signing someone like Justin Fields, who's younger, or trading up, like you said.
Okay. How about Sam Darnold? 3-year contract.
I just don't think that it's worth it because we've only seen him succeed in Kevin O'Connell's offense. Mm-hmm. And as much as I like Brian Daboll, he's not Kevin O'Connell. So I just don't know if Darnold was only good because of what was around him in Minnesota.
Can I pitch you on a quarterback?
Yeah.
What about Daniel Jones? No, sorry. That was a troll moment right there. All righty, next question. What do we got here, Samson?
All right, well, the Chargers released Joey Bosa yesterday despite the 29-year-old making his fifth Pro Bowl last year, which is surprising because he only had 5 sacks. Though he has just 14 sacks and has missed 23 games.
Wait, he made the Pro Bowl?
I mean, you know, there's 9 other guys you probably bailed out in front of him. Okay. But yes, he was a Pro Bowler with 5 sacks. He has just 14 sacks and he's missed 23 games the last 3 seasons. Now, over in the NFC, the Commanders released their 2-time Pro Bowler, Jonathan Allen, after he missed 9 games and a total of just 8.5 sacks the past 2 years. So onside, offside, you believe neither Bosa nor Allen will be a difference maker for their new teams?
Small difference, medium difference, big difference on that scale, or no difference at all?
I mean, a guy who's going to come in there and make an impact.
Are they healthy?
I mean, that's part of your question. That's part of your answer.
I think in situational moments, both of those guys could still be good. If you're bringing them in to say, hey, they're playing 17 games, you're crazy. But do I think they could go in and contribute? Yes, I do. So I guess in that case, when you say neither Bosa nor Allen will be a difference maker for their new teams, difference maker, that's the key word. It kind of seems like I'm saying rotational piece. Is that a difference maker?
No.
Right? You could like make like a slight difference, but are you a difference maker? I would say then that's onsides. Yeah, I go onsides on that one. Number four.
Now, real quick before I move on to number four.
Yes.
Do you think that it would behoove Joey to join up with his brother Nick and play on the 49ers?
Yeah, if you want to take a cheap contract, I think it would be fun. But if you're trying to get Zaid, I would not think that the San Francisco 49ers are happy. I wouldn't. I think Buffalo's the team that everyone just keeps on throwing out there. DK Metcalf, Myles Garrett. And I was just about to do it with Joey Bosa, and I'm like, Man, Buffalo is always that team that we just throw out there. Throw them out there. Lions, too. Buffalo and the Lions. Almost like you have two franchises that have never won anything of significance. Never won a championship. Hey, we've seen, right, those four Super Bowl appearances for the Bills. At least they've been to Super Bowls. But we're all sitting there saying, we want both of those passionate fan bases to get rewarded. So I think we then overcompensate in, player's available. Doesn't matter if he's still any good or not. Doesn't matter if he's got a lot of rust to knock off. Just throw him on either the Bills or the Lions. All righty, what do we got?
All right, number four, Steelers leading rusher Najee Harris enters free agency as one of the top running back options after rushing for over 1,000 yards in each of his four seasons in the NFL. It's kind of under the radar, but he has four seasons in the league and 4,000-yard seasons. Now, reports link Harris to a variety of teams, including the Giants, Vikings, and the Cowboys, seem to be one of the favorites to sign him. So onside, offside, assuming Dak comes back healthy, the addition of Najee Harris would make the Cowboys an actual threat in the NFC.
Oh, offside. No. Make them better, but offside. A threat is all you get to an NFC championship game. A threat is you could get to a Super Bowl. The Cowboys haven't done that since 1995. To put that into perspective, the man that you're listening to right now was in a diaper there with doo-doo in his underwear. All righty? So that's what was going on back then. Out of those teams, though, Giants, Vikings, and Cowboys, I would like to see Najee Harris on the Minnesota Vikings. And I think Najee Harris is actually disrespected. I'm not saying he's great, but you would almost think that he stinks. And that hasn't been the case with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I defend Najee Harris, and I've been a staunch defender of one Najee Harris. Last question. Take us home here, Mike.
Now, this week has been riddled with media stories around the NBA, starting with KD's fiery response to the media about his confrontation with Coach Mike Budenholzer. Today, we've seen Kat get upset and media and fans with Draymond Green's podcast comments.
Yeah.
And mischaracterization and lack of apology when confronted with that.
By the way, Baron Davis, I just saw Samter tweeting up a storm about this during the break. Baron Davis offered his condolences to Karl Anthony Towns because, for people that don't know, Draymond Green ran his big dumb mouth, pretty much. And he was saying, hey, Karl Anthony Towns missed the game against the Warriors because he was ducking Jimmy Butler for their incident going back to practice all those years ago in Minnesota. Turns out Karl Anthony Towns, a family friend of his, passed away because of breast cancer. So when called out on that, Draymond Green was so heartless. And he basically said, you know what? Oh, that's unfortunate. But I heard what I heard. And the Draymond Green show with Baron Davis will continue to roll on. Like, have a heart. You messed up. Say you were wrong. Offer your condolences. And then that's it. And this goes away. You messed up, right? You spoke out of term. You thought you knew something that was true that ended up being false. But instead, Draymond Green was just an a-hole once again. And sorry if that comes off as harsh. I don't care here. But Draymond Green's just a clown. That's the bottom line. And that situation, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But anyway,
totally
so Baron
agree.
Davis got caught up in this, right? And now Baron Davis is like, you know, obviously saying on social media what Draymond Green should have said last night. So Baron Davis gets it. Draymond Green doesn't.
And the fact is Baron didn't do anything wrong. Draymond made the mistake and was the one who doubled down without apologizing. And still Baron's apologizing. It makes no sense. But anyway, LeBron and Stephen A. has also been in the news. And now we have Kendrick Perkins at ESPN threatening to kick Charles Barkley's butt after Barkley made these comments on Inside the NBA last night.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the idiot. NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool. But he know he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
He said the Lakers, first of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for the next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that. The season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time. Y'all don't. The Cleveland Cavaliers have won 12 straight games. The Oklahoma City got the MVP, and they are on fire. Y'all are talking about who's in second place. That's the reason I get pissed.
So onside, offside, all of this drama is actually good for the NBA.
The LeBron drama, yes, because it's LeBron up against Stephen A., even though it's weak by LeBron. I don't think there's any winners in the Draymond Green situation. So, no, I don't think that's good for the NBA. Charles Barkley and Kendrick Perkins, it's entertaining. But here's the, you know what? I'm going to give you this answer as if I was Adam Silver. Yes, it gets people talking about your sport.
Your best friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of this. Spineless Silver, can't stand him. Worst commissioner in sports. Rob Manfred, I'll give credit, though. And I didn't like Rob, but I still don't love Rob. But Rob Manfred with the pitch clock and then this replay system that has started up. I saw that in spring training. I like it. Pitcher, catcher, batter. You have to make the decision right away. You only get two a game. I think it's good. I would like to see that happen. It was a very quick process when I saw it in Port St. Lucie. Silver's done nothing for years. But if I'm the commissioner, don't I want people talking about my games? And sometimes drama's good, but no one's talking about the regular season games. You got SGA, who's going to win the MVP. Ja Morant's resurgent with the Grizzlies. You have LeBron teaming up with Luka. The Golden State Warriors have found life here, and they're back. The Cavs are awesome. The Celtics are awesome. No one's talking about that. We're talking about the dopey comments and this just insensitive comments by Draymond Green. We're talking about Kendrick Perkins and Charles Barkley fighting, and we're talking about LeBron being Mr. Sensitive to Stephen A. Smith. So from a commissioner standpoint, I don't think this drama is actually good for the NBA. And it shows the biggest problem with the NBA and why it's like the Real Housewives. It's a great show, by the way. Real Housewives in the Jersey. Love it. But when you look at the NBA, we talk more about the offseason. We talk about TNT inside the NBA. We talk about the postseason. We never talk about the regular season. Why don't we break down games for the regular season in the NBA? We rarely do it. So for that reason, I would say all this drama is actually good for the NBA. I would go offside.
Offside.
Now, did you realize this, Samter? You can fade down the music. This Stephen A. confrontation with LeBron James. When I saw, I thought it was after the game, right? Didn't you think it was after the game, Santa?
Yeah, I would think so. Or maybe like during a timeout, but I thought it was at the very end or after the game. Yeah,
it was right before the start of the fourth quarter.
Wow,
that makes it even worse. That LeBron sees Stephen A. right before the start of the fourth quarter in a game that's good. And he's like, oh, now I have to confront him. That's when I confront him. That's crazy.
Remember when LeBron used to go zero dark 30 and just shut off all social media in the playoffs so he can focus on the games? Yeah. Here he is confronting a reporter or an analyst or a host in the middle of a game before the fourth quarter starts?
Yeah. Now, I got to make sure that I got that right. I hope I didn't get centeled? What's that?
Centeled, yeah.
Centeled? Yeah, so this is via Legends of the NBA, 80K subscribers on YouTube, NBA analyst, professional lip reader. So, you know, I saw it on one of the big accounts too, which you never know. So I thought that was after the game. I'm watching a video now, so if I got duped here by AI, I got duped. But he's standing up, yeah, they're in a huddle, and he goes up to Stephen A. And then it cuts to the other video. So unless if they just merge that together because there's a cut, but I think that was actually, I thought it was after the game, but I guess it was right before the start of the fourth quarter, according to this one account. You know, hopefully that's not a ball sack sports moment there for Zach Gelb. Oh, that would actually fit what we were doing earlier in the show in that 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time show idea. Anyway, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We will take a timeout. I don't know why I signaled for a timeout as if I was a coach. I guess it's a sports code right now. I think there's some Nate Oates in me today. This is like, wouldn't this be like a sports jacket that Nate Oates would be wearing? So we're getting ready for March Madness, obviously. When we return, Sam Darnold, little update on him. What is Ian Rappaport saying? What scoop is he serving up? Maybe at a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts. We'll see what Ian Rappaport has to say about Sammy Slinging Darnold next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. I'll have a comment on Sam Darnold and a comment on Joe Burrow. Let's start off, though, with Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network on the Vikings' feelings about Sam Darnold. Listen up.
The Vikings have basically said they would like Sam Darnold back. It's going to be less than the franchise tag, but still they would like him back at a manageable number. They can build the team around him. But if he comes back, J.J. McCarthy, who they really like, is right there. So if Darnold holds him off during training camp, they'll have to split the reps. They'll go into the season, and everyone will know if one quarterback falters, whoever wins, the other one is right there.
I think you have to make a decision here. I think you have to make a decision here now. I understand competition. You drafted J.J. McCarthy with the 10th overall pick. To me, it's simple. You either commit to Sam Darnold as your long-term starting quarterback, give him a 3, give him a 4-year deal, or you say, hey, we're going to J.J. McCarthy. Now, Nico, I know you are a Michigan honk. What do you think J.J. McCarthy can do with the Minnesota Vikings?
I think he could be better than Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold threw for 35 touchdowns with Minnesota last year, so I don't see why J.J. McCarthy, someone who has been a proven winner in the past already, can't be even better with that receiving core and coaching staff around him.
And I think it's a misnomer with J.J. McCarthy. Like, they had a very good team at Michigan. The offensive line was impeccable. Blake Corum was phenomenal. Donovan Edwards was a home run hitting running back, where it's either all or nothing, hit the home run or he strike out, right? But the wide receivers, they weren't that great at Michigan. And I know they ran first and they limited McCarthy and he was a game manager at Michigan. But the wide receivers at Michigan, like, we're talking about Roman Wilson and Colston Loveland was a nice tight end. What I thought Colston Loveland was going to be, and he's still going to be a first-round tight end, but he never, like, blew your socks off at Michigan consistently.
So, Cornelius Johnson, right?
Yeah, the two games that I always point to for J.J. McCarthy's college tape is 2022 at Ohio State, and then the game I know they lost, but the TCU game as well.
The second half, because when they let him move around a little bit more, that's when he really started chucking that ball
around. He threw for over 300 yards in both of those games. So
you said the 2022 game against Ohio State?
Yeah.
So that was when Blake Corum was hurt. That was the game at Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had that big touchdown run.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. I think he had a big touchdown pass to Cornelius Johnson in that game, too.
Two of them, yeah. One was like 75 yards, and then the other one maybe like 60.
So here's the thing. Sam Darnold worked last year in Minnesota. It was successful. But at the end of the season, did I say to myself, I need Sam Darnold back in Minnesota? No. Do I think Sam Darnold, if he leaves, could J.J. McCarthy be competent, be just as good, even in what would be his first true season as a starter? I think he could be good. I think he could be just as good as Sam Darnold. I'm not saying McCarthy has the ceiling of a great quarterback in this league, but McCarthy with O'Connell, McCarthy with Justin Jefferson, McCarthy with Jordan Addison, McCarthy with potentially Najee Harris if he winds up there, McCarthy with TJ Hockenson, I would say, if you said to me, McCarthy the next 3 years or Sam Darnold the next 3 years, who's more likely to win a playoff game? One playoff game. I would say it's more likely that it's J.J. McCarthy over Sam Darnold. That would be me. But I don't think this is bring both back type of situation. I think either you give the long-term deal to Sam Darnold, he's your guy. Or you say, J.J., you're our guy. Sam, thank you so much. But if you bring back Sam Darnold, and I know that people could say, oh, but it could be on a 1 or 2 year deal. No. I'm not kicking the can down the road here anymore. And I know, right, there's questions on when J.J. McCarthy is going to be back. He'll be ready to go by the start of the week one of the NFL season, okay? So if you are going to go to Sam Darnold, then you trade J.J. McCarthy. Because if J.J. McCarthy was in this draft class, Nico, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, let's see how big of a honk you are, Michigan honk you are. Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, J.J. McCarthy, how do you think they would rank?
I mean, I would think that J.J. has to be the number one quarterback in the
recruiting
class.
Oh, you're a honk. Honk, Michigan honk. That's what you are right now.
Why, you disagree?
Yeah, I think that Cam Ward would still be one. I think there would be a debate between Shedeur and J.J. I would take Shedeur over J.J., and I think J.J. would be a legitimate third quarterback in this draft. Like, Jackson Dart is an illegitimate third quarterback in this. He's the guy that they're saying, but outside of our guy Charles Davis, no one's really mocking Jackson Dart to go that high. It's like maybe he could go to the first round. I said it yesterday, like the Steelers and there was one other team, Seattle, potentially the only two teams that I'd be okay with taking Jackson Dart in the in the first round. Why would you put McCarthy in front of Ward and Sanders, just wondering?
I just think that McCarthy is the better quarterback. I mean, we got taken before Bo Nix, and look how good Bo Nix was. So when you compare him to how he ranked in the other draft class, so, you know, with Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, there was talks about McCarthy going six to the Giants last year.
There was also talks of Will Levis going one, and he fell to the second round.
Right, but I just think he compared so well to those other quarterbacks, where, like, if Cam Ward was in last year's draft class with those other guys, he would have by far been the sixth best quarterback, in my opinion.
Oh, I disagree with that. That's a good question. Cam Ward or Caleb Williams, I think Caleb Williams go. Cam Ward or Jaden Daniels, I think Jaden Daniels would go. Cam Ward or Drake May, my guy, Drake May would go. So those three, yes. After that, I would say Cam Ward goes in front of Bo Nix. Cam Ward goes in front of J.J. McCarthy. Michael Penix is really tough. Ooh, that's really tough. I would lean Michael Penix. So I think he'd be the fifth quarterback, Cam Ward, I do. And I think Shedeur would go in front of Bo, and Shedeur would go in front of J.J. as well. Now, with that being said, Bo Nix had a wonderful year. Now, if Bo Nix goes to, you know, last year, the Patriots, are we talking about Bo Nix glowingly? Probably not. You know, he got teamed up with the right guy in Sean Payton. One more thing, and then we'll get to a news brief on the other side. Joe Burrow. You know, Joe Burrow's locked into a contract, but I think it's something fascinating to monitor here. Joe Burrow is a winner. Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback in the NFL. I think right now he's the fourth best quarterback in football. Joe Burrow is a great quarterback, right? Elite, an elite quarterback. Joe Burrow is open to giving Cincinnati every chance. You could see the first legitimate moment of friction here, even though he's signed up and inked on this deal with the Bengals. If T. Higgins isn't back, and if you don't, like, they'll get the contract figured out with Ja'Marr Chase. But depending on those two guys and also Trey Hendrickson, this could make Joe Burrow reevaluate his future in Cincinnati. Now, could he go have a successful season this year, even if they traded Trey Hendrickson? Yes. But there is a perception, and I think it's a fair perception, and it's been well documented, that the Bengals are cheap. This is an offseason that it's going to be massive, and then what the Bengals do this year on the field. Because you could have a rough offseason and have a great year on the field, and it wipes away all that pain. But I think you got to monitor those three big names in Ja'Marr Chase, in T. Higgins, and then also in Trey Hendrickson. And depending on the outcomes with that, plus if the Bengals succeed or fail this year, you could start to see Joe Burrow for the first time in his career get impatient with the Cincinnati Bengals franchise. That's something to monitor, because just because you have a player locked into a contract doesn't mean he has to honor it, doesn't mean he has to say, and doesn't mean that he can't force his way out. So I think Ja'Marr Chase is a big part of that with him staying there. I would assume they get the Ja'Marr Chase deal done this offseason. If they don't, I just don't understand what they're doing in Cincinnati. But you got to monitor the end game here with T. Higgins and also Trey Hendrickson. Because if you lose one of them, you may lose Burrow, and Burrow may reevaluate his state in the franchise. And let me tell you something. If Joe Burrow became available, I would send first round pick. A lot of first round picks for Joe Burrow. This MLS game preview is sponsored by Lowe's. Members get more with my Lowe's reward. Don't wait. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Lionel Messi has sat out the past two games, including Inter Miami's 4-1 win over the Houston Dynamo? Is that the name of the team? Last week due to fatigue. It's in air quotes. Do you not buy the fatigue there, Santer? Do you not buy the fatigue on Lionel Messi? It says fatigue in air quotes.
Well, I mean, he's missed two games for fatigue.
Okay, so you don't buy it?
I mean, no.
Load management? Is that what
Maybe.
This is?
I mean, it's the first three games of the season, so how can you be load managing this early?
Mm-hmm. But is hoping to lace it up on Sunday against Charlotte as Miami looks for its second win in its first three games. Now, did Lowe's in this sponsorship say that they wanted to do an MLS game preview? Is this guy, or are you guys just trolling me in to try to talk more soccer?
No, it's the MLS game preview.
Okay, I was just asking. Inquiring minds right there. Before I get to a news brief, I have breaking news in the sports world. Can we try to guess what's going on right now? This is big news. And it's about some... I'm not going to give any hints. So actually, Santer, you could ask for one hint.
Okay, so I'm going to ask very... Because I don't want to get too deep in the hint. Mm-hmm. Is it big news or is it huge news?
Big news.
My guess is Trey Hendrickson has been traded.
Survey says... Nico Kudavitis, Iamaliava, Skarlatos.
So I have notifications on, like my tweet notifications.
Oh, you could cheat. That's fine.
All of the big beat reporters, and I haven't gotten anything.
That's because you don't follow Ryan Glasspiegel.
So I must be missing something here.
Ryan Glasspiegel, glass break. Hearing that Skip Bayless taped an episode of his podcast with Stephen A. Smith to release early next week. It's the first time they've been together on air since Bayless left First Take for FS1 in 2016. Is there a bigger winner right now in the sports world than Stephen A. Smith? $100 million man on his latest contract. LeBron, helicopter parent, sensitive, circling around Stephen A. Smith. Oh, defending Bronny and something that he doesn't need to be defended about. And now he is doing his greatest charity act of the year, Stephen A. Smith, in joining Skip Bayless on a podcast that will be must-watch and must-listen to.
The question is, did they record this podcast before or after the LeBron confrontation?
Hearing that Skip Bayless taped an episode of his podcast with Stephen A. Smith to be released early next week, I would imagine that's before, but Stephen A. Smith is going to give you everything about this situation with LeBron because he did so on First Take, and I don't know when he's doing. Maybe we'll talk to Izzo. Izzo works with him. I know he does. He's at some point today. I don't know. It may have already happened. He's doing the Stephen. I'm assuming it already happened, and then they'll release it later. They're doing the Stephen A. Smith show. So I think by then, like, do I really need Skip talking to Stephen A.? Unless if they're going to rank what was worse, LeBron with Stephen A. or Richard Sherman with Skip. Now, I think it was more of an L for Skip because, like, Richard Sherman embarrassed him on his own platform. I think a lot of people walked away from the Stephen A.-LeBron kerfuffle. And unless if you're just a LeBron sycophant, you're like, oh, Stephen A. won. Anyway. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bella B. in Calgary says, Zach, have you ever been on a blind date? Thanks, Bella B. in Calgary. Hashtag ask the pros and at INSportsNet. Simply tweet your question just like Bella B. in Calgary did at INSports at Zach Gelb using the hashtag ask the pros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Can I ask a question in 2025? What qualifies as a blind date?
I think a blind date would be you going out with somebody without knowing what they look like or without seeing a picture of them. That to me is a blind date.
Okay. Because I was like, is matching on Hinge like a blind date? Like you've never met the person before or like, you know.
I think the idea of blind is not seeing, not having seen.
Yeah, I guess that was a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question, I think, but I think when you break it down, it makes sense.
So like if someone's mother or someone's girlfriend says, oh, I have a cute girl that I want you to go out with, I do usually ask for a picture, if I'm being honest. But have I ever? Yeah, I have been in a spot where I've just trusted the person and then went on the date. But I was just wondering what qualifies technically as a blind date. But usually I like to see a picture because half of it, of course, is the emotional connection. The other half is also the attraction to the person. You know, that's part of it.
And we'll say this for another day, but I do want to know if you've ever been catfished before.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh.
No, we don't need to save that for another day.
Okay. I have.
I'm in the Manti Te'o documentary. Yeah. I don't get catfished.
All right.
Now, next date, I'm going to get catfished. Whoa, what's going on here? You've been catfished.
Multiple times. Some bad ones, too.
Well, we'll save that for the late night on the Infinity Sports Network.
With Moist Mike.
With Moist Mike. Moist. Mike. Infinity. Sexy. Sports Network. Anyway, let's get to a news brief. Hit it!
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Mark Cuban was on WFAA North Texas. He said the Mavs needed to get more for Luka Doncic.
If the Mavs are going to trade Luka, that's one thing. Just get a better deal. You know, no disrespect to Anthony Davis, but, you know, get three. If I still firmly believe if we had gotten four unprotected number ones and Anthony Davis and Max Christie, this would be a different conversation.
I don't think he's wrong. I still think people would be irate that they traded Luka Doncic. It would be a different conversation. I still think that people would be irate and upset because you traded away a top five player in his prime. And Cuban's still a minority owner, or however you want to say it. You know, if he was still running the show, there's no way that this deal would happen. Tim Kawakami was on Pop and Silver and KNBR in San Francisco. And he said the 49ers are feeling buyer's remorse on Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk is on fire.
There's tension. There's absolutely tension that still lingers over that negotiation last summer, you know, into the fall. And they did not like the price that they paid for him. I think it was, let's go for it. We're going for the Super Bowl from the football side. And I think the negotiators never felt good about that number ever, $30 million a year. And there's some, you know, I think they were ready to trade him multiple times last year, maybe even the year before.
But then they paid him. And now as you had those thoughts out there of doubt, and then he gets injured. So, yeah, I think it pops back up. I would not be shocked if he's traded. I almost expect it at this point. You just need a team that's willing to take on the contract, and then I don't think the compensation for Brandon Ayuk would be that crazy. I really don't. But to see what happens with DK and Brandon Ayuk, those are things to continue to monitor. Daniel Jeremiah was on the Pat McAfee show, and he had this little nugget on DK Metcalf.
Everybody's saying DK to New England, man. Everybody in the league thinks that.
I like that. I like that, DJ.
That just makes too much sense. They have all the money. They have all the space. They have no weapon. The high second round pick, what are they picking? Like 38, something like that?
Yeah, and they got two thirds.
So there goes second round pick DK Metcalf.
Boom. Second and third, two thirds.
DK, 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 DK. I just want to be excited again with football. You know, it's been a long, 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 long time since my team won a championship. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. It's been a long time. Oh, for the longest time. I miss being excited about football. So, yes, if the Patriots get DK Metcalf this offseason, even if you don't think he's a true number one wide receiver, I would be excited. I want to be excited again about football. Football is beautiful. Football is romantic. Football is awesome. Football is lovely, especially when you're winning. And my team, for a very long time, all they did was win. Let's go to Barry Bonds. He should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way. All the Smoke podcast. Could he hit a 100-mile-per-hour pitch right now?
100-mile fastballs pitched to you today. You hitting any of them out?
100? That's easy.
Right now, today.
I don't care how hard you throw a baseball.
They're gone.
There ain't no way you can throw a baseball 66, so I can't just do like this. Now, if you're asking me to do something spectacular, that would take time for my body to get used to it at 60.
But just going up there.
But to go up there and hit it, like I don't care how hard you throw it. As long as I can see it, I hit it.
How great would it have been if they said, could you do it with the juice? Could you be on the juice? Yes or no, Samter? Barry Bonds could hit a 100-mile-per-hour pitch right now.
100%.
Nico?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just one? Yeah, I think so as well. Let's go to Chris in California. Remember, he called us a year in advance of the Eagles trading for Kenny Pickett and said Howie Roseman must do this. Chris has not stopped his love for Kenny Pickett. He called back in after the Super Bowl to kind of issue a mea culpa to Jalen Hurts because he was basically saying the Eagles need Kenny Pickett because Jalen Hurts is no good. Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl MVP. Chris in California, who is an Eagles fan, he called in to Rich Eisen. I have not heard this. All righty, let's go.
Chris in California, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Rich?
What's going on, man?
You know, I'm a football fan. I'm an Eagles fan. But I'm also a Kenny Pickett fan, and I just want to see him get his fair opportunity. And just change the narrative of him being a backup or, you know, small hands, whatever the negative narrative they got going around him. I'd like for him to get a fair opportunity and change that. Howie and Mickey Loomis need to get on the same page and get perhaps a trade happen for Pickett to go to New Orleans so he can just rejoin Kellen Moore and Doug Nussmeier. What is your thought on that?
Interesting, Chris. We'll see what... You know what? Thanks for the call.
We got to get Rich on. I will reach out to Rich. I got to see if we get Rich on some point next week. And Rich is like, interesting. Probably like, what the heck is this guy calling me about? That's a creme de la creme broadcaster in Rich Eisen. When Chris in California posed those shenanigans on this show, all right, it's expected. When you're dealing with the legendary Rich Eisen, Rich is probably like, what the heck are we doing here? He was not expecting that phone call. And you're like, oh, interesting. It's like, get the bleep off the show, I'd have to imagine. Finally, Sean McVay. Did he try to convince Aaron Donald to return? Part of my take, Barcel.
Was there a point this year where you did send that text to Aaron Donald and you're like, hey, how are you feeling? Ha ha.
He was at my house after we had played Minnesota earlier on in the season. It was a Thursday night game, so we had a birthday for my son Jordan. It was his first birthday, and I think I caught a couple vodka sodas too many, and I definitely was trying to convince him of that. And he's like, hey, bro, we've already been down this road, man. You know that's not happening.
Sean McVay, John Gruden on helium. That's all I hear whenever Sean McVay speaks. All right, that's a news brief. I'll give you a minute on the NHL trade deadline since I am considered the hockey guy here on the Monday through Friday lineup. Mikko Rantanen. I can't believe this. I know there was rumors of it. This guy just got traded to Carolina. I'm like, uh-oh, the Hurricanes are going to be a problem. And then now he's with the Stars, and the Stars inked the contract. If Pete DeBoer doesn't win a Stanley Cup now, and I hope Pete DeBoer wins a Stanley Cup because he deserves it. He's had so many good teams. If he doesn't win one now, I don't know when he will win one. So Rantanen's now on the Stars, and Brad Marchand going to the Panthers. I know Tkachuk is now out for the rest of the regular season, and he'll somehow come back. But, man, did they need any more help? I don't think so. You know what? Panthers-Stars Stanley Cup final. I could sign up for that. That would be fun as a hockey fan. And also, I wonder if the Chief, Berube, can finally get the Toronto Maple Leafs over the hump. They've had a good regular season, but it's different having a good regular season in Toronto and then doing so in the postseason. All righty. Fun week. Be back on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. Samter, thank you. Nico, thank you. Ack, thank you. Each and every one of you listening and watching us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Talk to you Monday, everybody. I'm Zach Elbe. Yeah, bye-bye. Peace!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.